don't know anything about her background before Peoria, Illinois. And they came here in 1902 or 1903, I believe it was. And lived in Bullitt County, Texas for a short period of time. And bought a farm with state line running through the middle of it. 8 miles south of Texarkana. Now that was as the crow flies, or the state line. That was a very large place, real large for that particular day. There was 520 acres. 300 acres in Texas and 220 in Arkansas.
Does that create a problem as far as property taxes and all that kind of thing?
Yeah. You got two different tax structures. You had to pay, he had to pay taxes on his Texas land. They had a tax office on the Texas side of the city here. But he pays pay the taxes on his Texas land there, and then all of his Arkansas land, that was where the all the improvements was. He paid them in Miller County Courthouse here in Texas County. But at the time that he bought that place, there was 1, 2, 3, 4 houses on. And the old Jefferson Highway that people had to travel to go to Jefferson, Texas to do their trading, sell their cotton, and other commodities went right through the middle of his place. Cross Sulphur River on the ferry boat.
So he was your grandfather?
Goss, G-O-S-S.
He was a farmer?
He was a farmer and a commercial fisherman. Prior to coming to Texarkana, he run a meat market and a barbershop. And he cut hair during the time that with hand clippers.
Probably shaved them with a straight razor?
Yeah, shaved with a straight razor.
While you're talking about that, what did they call that long leather thing that they sharpened those razors on?
That's razor strap.
Do you ever see any of those around much anymore?
Yeah, you see them in barbershops now.
Still do?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, barbershop right down here on East 3rd Street. They got razor straps on.
You ever hear of children getting popped with those things when they...
Yeah, not only popped, they just got...
Yeah, beat.
they got the rear end worked up.
Is that the voice of experience speaking?
Grandpa Goss had a razor home that was petrified hickory. It was approximately